This is the book of Pistis Sophia, a Gnostic Gospel, translated into English with an introduction and annotated bibliography by G.R.S. Mead. Copyright 1984 by Garber Communications, Incorporated. The first book of Pistis Sophia. It came to pass, when Jesus had risen from the dead, that he had passed 11 years discoursing with his disciples and instructing them only up to the regions of the first commandment and up to the regions of the first mystery, that within the veil, within the first commandment, which is the 24th mystery, without and below, those 24 which are in the second space of the first mystery, which is before all mysteries, the Father in the form of a dove. And Jesus said to his disciples, I am come forth out of that first mystery, which is the last mystery, that is the 24th mystery. And his disciples have not known nor understood that anything existed within that mystery, but they thought of that mystery, that it is the head of the universe and the head of all existence. And they thought it is the completion of all completions, because Jesus had said to them unconcerning that mystery that surroundeth the mystery, the first commandment, and the 5 impressions, and the great light, and the 5 helpers, and the whole treasury of light. And moreover, Jesus had not told his disciples the total expansion of all the regions of the great invisible, and of the 3 triple powers, and of the 24 invisibles, and all their regions, and their eons, and their orders, how they are extended, those which are the emanations of the great invisible, and their unregenerated, and their self-generated, and their generated, and their light-givers, and their unpaired, and their rulers, and their authorities, and their lords, and their archangels, and their angels, and their deacons, and their servitors, and all the houses of their spheres, and all the orders of every one of them. And Jesus had not told his disciples the total expansion and the emanations of the treasury, nor their orders, how they are extended, nor had he told them their saviors according to the order of every one, how they are, nor had he told them what guard is at every gate of the treasury of light, nor had he told them the region of the twin savior, who is the child of the child, nor had he told them the regions of the 3 amens, in what regions they are expanded, nor had he told them into what region the 5 trees are expanded, nor as the 7 amens, that is the 7 voices, what is their region, how they are expanded. And Jesus had not told his disciples of what type are the 5 helpers, nor into what region they are brought, nor had he told them how the great light hath expanded itself, nor into what region it hath been brought, nor had he told them of the 5 impressions, nor as to the first commandment, into what region they have been brought. But they had discourse with them generally, teaching that they exist. But he had not told them how their expansion and the order of their regions, how they are. For this cause they have not known that there were also other regions within that mystery. And he had not told his disciples, I have gone forth out of such and such regions until I entered into that mystery, and until I went forth out of it. But in teaching them, he said to them, I am come forth from that mystery, for this is cause when they thought of that mystery, that it is the completion of completions, that it is the head of the universe, and that it is the total fullness. For Jesus had said to his disciples, That mystery surroundeth that universe of which I have spoken unto you from the day when I met with you, even unto this day. For this cause, then, the disciples thought, there is nothing within that mystery. And it came to pass, then, when the disciples were sitting together on the Mount of Olives, speaking of these words, and rejoicing in great joy, and exulting exceedingly, and saying to one another, Blessed are we before all men who are on the earth, because the Savior hath revealed this unto us. And when we have received the fullness and the total completion, they said this to one another while Jesus sat a little removed from them. And it came to pass then on the 15th day of the moon in the month of Tibi, which is the day on which the moon is full. On that day then, when the sun had come forth in his going, that there came forth behind him a great light power, shining most exceedingly, and there was no measure to the light conjoined with it. For it came out of the light of lights, and it came out of the last mystery, which is the 24th mystery, from within without, those which are in the orders of the second space of the first mystery. And that light power came down over Jesus and surrounded him entirely while he was seated removed from his disciples. And he had shone most exceedingly, and there was no measure for the light which was on him. And the disciples had not seen Jesus because of the great light in which he was, or which was about him, for their eyes were darkened because of the great light in which he was. But they saw only the light, which shot forth many light rays. And the light rays were not like one another, but the light was of diverse kind, and it was of diverse type. From below upwards, one ray more excellent than the other, in one great immeasurable glory of light, and it stretched from under the earth right up to heaven. And when the disciples saw that light, they fell into the great fear and a great agitation. It came to pass then, when that light power had come down over Jesus, that it gradually surrounded him entirely. Then Jesus ascended or soared into the height, shining most exceedingly in an immeasurable light. And the disciples gazed after him, and none of them spake, until he had reached unto heaven. But they all kept in deep silence. This then came to pass on the 15th day of the moon, on the day in which it is full in the month of Tibi. It came to pass then, when Jesus had reached the heaven, after 3 hours, that all the powers of the heaven fell into agitation, and all were set in motion against one another. They and all their sons, and all their regions, and all their orders, and the whole earth was agitated, and they who dwell thereon. And all men who are in the world fell into agitation. And also the disciples, and all thought, peradventure the world will be rolled up. And all the powers in the heaven ceased not from their agitation, they and the whole world, and all were moved against the other from the third hour of the 15th day of the moon of Tibi, until the 9th hour of the morrow. And all the angels and their archangels and all the powers of the light all sang praises to the interiors of the interiors, so that the whole world heard their voices without their ceasing until the 9th hour of the morrow. But the disciples sat together in fear and were in exceedingly great agitation, and were afraid because of the great earthquake which took place. And they wept together, saying, What will then be? Peradventure the Savior will destroy all regions? Thus saying, they wept together. While they then said this and wept together, then on the ninth hour of the morrow, the heavens opened, and they saw Jesus descend, shining most exceedingly, and there was no measure for his light in which he was. For he shone more radiantly than at the hour when he had ascended to the heavens, so that men in the world cannot describe the light which was on him. And it shot forth light rays in great abundance, and there was no measure for its rays. And its light was not unlike, and its light was not alike together, but it was of diverse kind and of diverse type, some rays being more excellent than others. And the whole light consisted together. It was of threefold kind, and the one kind was more excellent than the other. The second in that midst was more excellent than the first, which was below, and the third, which was above them all, was more excellent than the two which were below. And the first glory which was placed below them all was like to the light which had come over Jesus before he had ascended into the heavens, and it was like only itself in its light. And the three light modes were of diverse light kinds, and they were of diverse type, one being more excellent than the other. And it came to pass then, when the disciples saw this, they had feared exceedingly, and were in agitation. Then Jesus, the compassionate and tender-hearted, when he saw his disciples that they were in great agitation, spoke with them, saying, Take courage, it is I, be not afraid. It came to pass then, when the disciples had heard this word, that they said, Lord, if it be thou, withdraw thy light glory from into thyself, that we may be able to stand. Otherwise our eyes are darkened, and we are agitated, and the whole world also is in agitation because of the great light which is about thee. Then Jesus drew to himself the glory of his light. And when this was done, all the disciples took courage, stepped forward to Jesus, fell down altogether, adored him, rejoicing in great joy, and said unto him, Rabbi, whither thus hast thou gone, or what was thy ministry on which thou hast gone? Or wherefore, rather, were all these confusions and all the earthquakings which have taken place? Then Jesus, the compassionate, said unto them, Rejoice and exult from this hour on, for I have gone to the regions out of which I had come forth. From this day on, then, I will discourse with you in openness, from the beginning of the truth unto its completion. And I will discourse with you to face without similitude. From this hour on, I will not hide anything from you of the mystery of the height and of that of the region of truth. For authority hath been given to me through the ineffable and through the first mystery of all mysteries to speak with you from the beginning right up to the fullness, both from within without and from without within. Hearken, therefore, that I may tell you all things. It came to pass, when I sat a little removed from you on the Mount of Olives, that I thought on the order of the ministry for the sake of which I was sent, that it was completed, and that the last mystery, which is the 24th mystery, from within without, those which are in the second place of the first mystery, in the orders of that space, which had not yet sent me my vesture. It came to pass then, when I had known that the order of the ministry for the sake of which I had come was completed, and that that mystery had not yet sent me my vesture, which I had left behind in it, until this time was completed. Thinking then this, I sat on the Mount of Olives, a little removed from you. It came to pass, when the sun rose in the east thereafter, then through the first mystery, which existed from the beginning, on account of which the universe has risen, out of which also I am now myself come, not in the time before my crucifixion, but now it came to pass, through the command of that mystery, that there should be sent me my light vesture, which it had given me from the beginning, and which I had left behind in the last mystery, that is the 24th mystery, from within without. Those which are in the orders of the second space of the first mystery. That vesture then I left behind in the last mystery, until the time should be completed to put it on, and I should begin to discourse with the race of men and reveal unto all them from the beginning of the truth to its completion, and discourse with them from the interiors of the interiors to the exteriors of the exteriors, and from the exteriors of the exteriors to the interiors of the interiors. Rejoice then and exult, and rejoice more and more greatly, for to you it is given that I speak first with you from the beginning of the truth to its completion. For this I have chosen you verily from the beginning through the first mystery. Rejoice then and exult, for when I set out for the world, I brought from the beginning with me 12 powers, as I have told you from the beginning, which I have taken from the 12 saviors of the treasury of the light, according to the command of the first mystery. These then I cast into the womb of your mothers. When I came into the world, that is, those which are in your bodies today. For these powers have been given unto you before the whole world, because ye are they who will save the whole world, and that ye may be able to endure the threat of the rulers of the world, and the pains of the world, and its dangers, and all its persecutions, which the rulers of the height will bring unto you. For many times I have said unto you that I have brought the power in you out of the 12 saviors who are in the treasury of the light. For which cause I have said unto you indeed from the beginning that ye are not of the world. I also am not of it. For all men who are in the world have gotten their souls out of the power of the rulers of the eons. But the power which is in you is from me. Your souls belong to the height. I have brought 12 powers of the 12 saviors of the treasury of the light, taking them out of the portion of my power which I did first receive. And when I had set forth for the world, I came unto the midst of the rulers of the sphere, and had the form of Gabriel, the angel of the eons. And the rulers of the eons did not know me, but they thought that I was the angel Gabriel. It came to pass then, when I had come into the midst of the rulers of the eons, that I looked down on the worlds of mankind. By command of the first mystery, I found Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptizer, before she had conceived him, and I sowed into her a power from which I had received from the little Io, the good, who is in the midst, that he might be able to make proclamation before me and make ready my way, and baptize with the water of the forgiveness of sins. That power, then, is in the body of John. Moreover, in place of the soul of the rulers, which he was appointed to receive, I found the soul of the prophet Elias in the aeons of the sphere. And I took him thence, and took his soul, and brought it to the Virgin of Light. And she gave it over to her receivers. They brought it to the sphere of the rulers, and cast it into the womb of Elizabeth. For the power of the little Io, who is in the midst, and the soul of the prophet Elias, they were bound into the body of John the Baptizer. For this cause, then, were ye in doubt aforetime, when I said unto you, John said, I am not the Christ, and ye said unto me, It is standeth written in the Scriptures, When Christ shall come, Elias cometh before him, and maketh ready his way. But when ye said this unto me, I said unto you, Elias verily is come, and hath made ready all things. And it standeth written, and they have done unto him as they would. And when I knew that ye had not understood, that I had discoursed with you concerning the soul of Elias, which is bound into John the Baptizer, I answered you in the discourse in open face to face. If ye like to accept John the Baptizer, he is Elias, of whom I have said that he will come. And Jesus continued again in the discourse and said, It came to pass then thereafter that at the command of the first mystery I looked down on the world of mankind and found Mary, who is called my mother, according to the body of matter. I spoke with her in the type of Gabriel, and when she had turned herself to the height towards me, I cast thence into her the first power which I had received from Barbello, that is, the body which I have borne into the height. And instead of the soul, I cast into her the power which I received from the great Sabaoth, the good, who is in the region of the right. And the 12 powers of the 12 saviors of the treasury of the light, which I had received from the 12 ministers of the midst, I cast into the sphere of the rulers. And the deacons of the rulers and their servitors thought that they were the souls of the rulers. And the servitors brought them, they bound them into the body of your mothers. And when your time was completed, you were born into the world without souls of the rulers in you. And ye have received your portion out of the power which the last helper hath breathed into the mixture. That power which is blended from all the invisibles and all the rulers and all eons, in a word, which is blended with the world of destruction, which is the mixture. This power from which the beginning I brought out of myself, I have cast into the first commandment, and the first commandment cast a portion thereof into the great light. And the great light cast a portion of that which it had received into the five helpers. And the last helper took a portion of that which it received and cast it into the mixture. And this portion is in all you who are in the mixture, as I have just said unto you. This then Jesus said to his disciples on the Mount of Olives. Jesus continued again in the discourse with his disciples and said, Rejoice and enjoy and exalt and add joy to your joy, for the times are completed for me to put on my vesture, which hath been prepared for me from the beginning. From which I left in last mystery until the time of his completion. Now the time of its completion is the time when I shall be commanded through the first mystery to discourse with you from the beginning of the truth to the completion thereof. and from the interiors of the interiors to the exteriors of the exteriors. For the world will be saved through you. Rejoice then and exult, for ye are blessed before all men who are on the earth. It is ye who will save the whole world. It came to pass then, when Jesus had finished saying these words to his disciples, that he continued again in the discourse and said unto them, Lo, I have put on my vesture, and all authority hath been given me through the first mystery. Yet a little while, and I will tell you the mystery of the universe and the fullness of the universe. And I will hide nothing from you from this hour on, but in fullness will I perfect you in all fullness, and in all perfection, and in all mysteries, which are the perfection of all perfections, and the fullness of the fullness, and the gnosis of gnoses, those which are in my vesture. I will tell you all mysteries from the exteriors of the exteriors to the interiors of the interiors, but hearken that I may tell you all things which have befallen me. It came to pass then, when the sun had risen in the east, that a great light power came down, in which was my vesture, which I had left behind in the 24th mystery, as I have said unto you. And I found a mystery in my vesture, written in 5 words of those from the height. Zama, Zama, Oza, Rakama, Ozai. Which solution is this? O mystery which is without in the world, for whose sake the mystery, for whose sake the universe hath arisen. This is the total outgoing and the total ascent, which hath emanated all emanations, and all that is therein, for those whose sake all mysteries and all their regions have arisen. Come hither unto us, for we are thy fellow members. We are all with thyself, and we are one and the same. Thou art the first mystery, which existed from the beginning in the ineffable before it came forth, and the name thereof are we all. Now, therefore, are we all come to meet thee at the last limit, which also is the last mystery from within, itself is a portion of us. Now, therefore, have we set thee by vesture, which hath belonged to thee from the beginning, which thou left behind in the last limit, which is the last mystery from within, until its time should be completed according to the commandment of the first mystery. Lo, its time is completed. Put it on thee.